Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, Suzanne. It's John Williams. How are you?
Hey, John. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, likewise. No, wait. It's good to see my pretty suit from Hart Schaffner Marks online at WGNradio.com. Isn't technology an amazing thing? You know, I was talking to my friend Steve Bertrand here about greatest inventions of all time. I said I would put the iPhone ahead of maybe the automobile. I'd put it up there with fire wheel and seedless watermelon. How big a deal is the smartphone, would you say? The Android or the Apple version?
It's huge. I mean, it's become an indispensable tool for everybody. You know, people would rather leave home without their wallet than leave home without their cell phone. There are all sorts of silly statistics in terms of what people would prefer to do without than their phone. So it's huge. And of course, the iPhone really popularized it for the masses. And so, you know, when Apple comes out with a new device, everybody's looking to see what they're going to do.
This 10th version, we have actually three, the 2.8s and the 10X, come on the 10th anniversary. Is that right? The iPhone has been in existence for 10 years?
Yes. It's, you know, sort of scary to think about that we've had these phones for so long and they've come so far. You know, every year the processors get faster. They can do so much more. And they're really computers in our pockets and then enable us to be connected all the time and just change the way that we interact and communicate in our everyday lives.
What's your favorite thing you'd like to do with an iPhone? Do you have an iPhone or do you have an Android?
I have both.
Yeah, well, of course you do. Yeah. What I mean, really, maybe what I'm asking you is a question about what apps do you like or use the most. But I love the weather button. I love Google Maps. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, I mean, literally texting is such a part of my life. Posting pictures is such a part of my life. This thing enables that and then some.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting to look at people's home screens and see what's important in their lives because the icons for apps that show their, you know, their passions are going to be on the home screen. So I have music and I have my workout apps and I have Google Maps and, you know, some of the other more mundane, you know, everyday life things there. But it really does touch all corners of what everybody does.
Yeah. You know, you said 10 years seems like a long time. To me, it's amazing. I don't know if this is the same or different than what you were saying, but you're telling me 11 years ago there was no iPhone? That would be like there wasn't water, you know? that it's hard to imagine a time when we weren't all, you know, carrying one of these stupid things around and addicted to it. It's 10
but
years. Like is
when did you get yours, right? When did you first get a smartphone?
Not right away. I probably had one in my pocket for 7 years, maybe eight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were even more of an early adopter. And, you know, people, you know, came to the realization of how much these things could do for us over time. And, you know, of course, now you can't imagine not having it, but we did do without it for many, many, many years. And now we're raising a whole generation of kids who are glued to their phones. So it'll be interesting to see how that impacts what we're going to be using.
Oh, yeah. It's nice that you mentioned it that way, Suzanne, because I'm not, despite all the positive, glowing things I've said, I'm not sure that the negatives don't completely outweigh the positives, but it's not all good. There's plenty of bad wrapped up in this little thing, too. Talk to me about the new phones, the three that they've rolled out. What should we be aware of? What strikes you?
So the 8 and the 8 Plus are really just the next generation of the iPhone that we've known from, you know, the 6 and the 6S and 7 and 7S. They have the same type of look. They have the large bezel at the top and the bottom, that smaller display in the center. The 8 Plus has the dual camera like the 7 Plus had. The 8 now gets optical image stabilization for the camera, which is great. So, you know, nice little changes. Wireless charging, something that's been available on Android phones for years, is coming. So you know, lots of nice incremental changes. So you're getting 2 hours more battery life, which is huge for a lot of people. I know I will appreciate that when I upgrade. But the big changes, of course, are going to be for the 10. It is the 10th anniversary, so they're trying to do something a little bit different. And so one of the biggest things is they're removing the home button, right? There's no physical button to get into your phone anymore. They're going to be using your face. There are 30,000 dots of information that they use to be able to tell that it's you, and it has depth sensing. So when you look at it, it automatically opens because it knows it's you, which is pretty, you know, they like to use the word magical, which, but it is pretty cool that it knows you. It will adjust over time. So if you're a guy, you're growing a beard, it will know that it's you, even if you have a big beard, you know, X number of months down the line. If you're wearing glasses, it's fine. As you age, it will know and it will adjust with you. So it will always have that kind of personal connection. So that's cool. And you can't open it unless you have your eyes open and you are saying, yes, I want to open my phone.
Really? What if I wanted you to use my phone? Do you have any idea how they get around that?
Well, you still have a PIN code, right?
Say it again. Oh, so all right, but my impression is that it's this blank screen, a black screen. It looks like it's not activated. If I hit my home button, then it comes on. But I don't have a home button. So.
It's just different gestures.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, yeah, because it knows whether you're touching the screen.
So, okay, so it would come on, but if it sees my face, now all of a sudden I have the display of all of my apps, et cetera.
Exactly. And then for anybody else, it's not going to happen. You would have to put in a passcode. And this is a safety feature that's being built into iOS 11. And if you have a device already, you're going to be able to take advantage of this as well when you can get the update on the 19th. Now it's going to be harder for people just to get into your phone. They're going to have to put a passcode in if it's connected to a computer that it doesn't know. So if you were, if you didn't want somebody to get into your phone, there's a special panic mode where you can, make sure that somebody can't just get into your phone.
Do you know what the price is, Suzanne, for the 8s? So famously, the 10 is 1,000, but do you know what they're going to sell the newest version of the iPhone, the 8s, at?
They're going to be in the 600 range, just like they were last time. So you're getting, it's a replacement model for the 7 Plus and the 7. They'll still obviously be in the line, and they'll be discounted like they usually are. It's usually about a $100 discount for last year's model. But obviously the big sticker shock is with the 10, with the $999 price point, and then the $1,150 for the 265 gig model. So, that's huge, right?
Well, it is, but I'm not offended by it. B, I don't think it's a gigantic leap considering what you're getting. I mean, if you want a Ferrari, you have to pay more than you pay for a Chevrolet. And if, to me, you're already in the dealer's showroom for $600, $1,000 is only $400 more, $399 more. So I'm certainly not offended by it, but I also know I'm not in the market for that. I'm walking around right now with the 6 with a cracked screen and scotch tape on it. So I don't always have to have the newest and the best. No, I don't always need that. That's for sure. So what do you recommend to people? Is the 8 worth the investment versus the 7? And who should get the 10 versus the 8?
Well, I mean, it's a nice upgrade. There are a number of people who are on plans that let you just trade in. So you're on this perpetual lease program. So T-Mobile and a bunch of companies have this so that you can just turn in the phone you're using now and get a new phone. T-Mobile has up to 3 phones. I'm talking about them because I happen to use their service. But, so there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be in that boat where you can, before you've paid off your old phone, just go in and get the new phone. So there's probably not going to be any premium you'll have to pay to swap in your 8 or your 8 Plus. And that's going to be a great option for a lot of people. You're going to get the wireless charging, the longer battery life, the better camera, so lots of things in there that are definitely worth the upgrade.
You know what, I got to go, but what sounds really appealing to me is that wireless charging.
Yes. And it's in Starbucks counters, it's in IKEA furniture, it's in cars. It's already out there. So if you upgrade, make sure you check around to see what you have available already.
Yeah. Let's talk again another day. Go to techlicious.com, techlicious.com, and find out about all things technical like this. Suzanne Cantra is the editor there. Suzanne, nice to talk to you again. Thanks for your help this afternoon.
You too. Take care.